Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. We're not going to be pushed around. We're not going to be poked around. I'm going to tell you right now, the truth cannot be silenced. I want to welcome everyone to today's program. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, and as well as qfiles.tv.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. He's a fighter. He's a man in our corner, and I'm glad he's on our side. Eric the Tech, glad he's on our side.
Yeah, I don't want to be on Steve's bad side.
No.
So I retract my comment.
We've got a lot of great things to go over today, a lot of informative stuff. I know you're saying, well, get to it. Well, just got to hang on because there's stuff going on, and he's coming on in a moment, okay? But I want to just let everyone know, folks, because of YouTube's decision, their fascist, communist decision, obviously we are not on YouTube. This is strictly on Rumble. All you have to do is go to HagmanReport.com, click on the banner on the top that takes you to our video page, and it's real simple. To access Rumble, you don't have to make an account if you don't want to comment. Okay, so it's really simple. If you want to comment like you did on YouTube, just create an account. And if you don't want to, then you don't have to create an account. But one thing I do ask you to do is subscribe. It's just that simple. Click the subscribe button. I don't know if you have to. Do you have to make an account to subscribe? Maybe you do. Maybe.
I would assume yes.
Yeah, okay. So, but you know what? Yeah, because I think, yeah.
And Rumble's very safe.
It is. And they ask you for a date of birth. The only reason they ask you for a date of birth when you subscribe is real simple. You have to be over 18.
Or just lie.
Yeah, I'm not even, you know, speaking of that, the date of birth on social media accounts and everything I learned the other day is all wrong. So anyway, on my end. So anyway, that's fine. So, all right. So that's Rumble. Okay. But no more YouTube. Sorry, YouTube. I am not going to be responsible for increasing your revenue. You're not going to increase your revenue off my back, especially when you treat conservatives and Christians the way you do. Ain't happening. Couple of things as Steve is getting ready here. I just want to mention. Me love you long time, says Eric Swalwell. That's right. Me love you long time.
I thought you were going to say me.
Eric the Tech, no. Go ahead. Come on, man. There you go. The story of Fang Fang, right? Now, it's really simple. If someone came up to me, and I mean this, someone says, if somebody asked me, if I were a congressman, I'm sorry. If I were a congressman, somebody came up to me and said, did you have sex with that woman? Fang Fang? Fung Ho?
I did not have sex.
There you go. It'd be a real simple answer. No. He's been asked many times and they refuse to comment. And you know what? Look, I've been behind the mirror. You know what that means, right? Behind the mirror. Interview rooms. Okay.
Does that mean you're creepy?
I'm creepy. Yeah. Creepy. No, I've actually inside, you know, the interview rooms in some the police departments, they've got a two-way mirror, one-way mirror. And, you know, I've been behind that and I've watched interviews progress and I've been inside and you know, it's really simple. Denial is very simple. It's not just a river in Egypt. It's really simple. But Swalwell wants to, probe into how secret friendship with honey trap spy Fang Fang leaked, and he won't say if they had sex. What we call that in the investigative business is
love you long time.
We love you, yeah. Me love you long time. So you can count on it. The question is how much damage is, you know, and people laugh about this, but really in at the bottom line, there is nothing to laugh about. When you talk about national security, when you're talking about our you know, the House Intelligence Committee, for example, there's nothing to laugh about. And we take, I mean, all of this should not be taken for granted. The Texas lawsuit, folks, real quick. And again, as Steve is kind of preparing, the Texas lawsuit, folks, you know, I'm up and down with this. Look, I know multiple states have kind of filed, or not kind of, they've filed, amicus briefs, if you will, or friends of the court briefs, or they're backing this Texas lawsuit. This is a question of law. Very simply, this Texas lawsuit, which is on HagmanReport.com, the entire text, the entire lawsuit is on HagmanReport.com. Now, this is not based on evidence. This is based on law. All right. The question is, will this once again be subjected to a heckler's veto? I'd urge you to use a search engine and to search heckler's veto. And what a heckler's veto is very simple. A heckler's veto occurs when the government accepts restrictions on speech because of the anticipated or actual reactions of opponents of that speech. In other words, I'm afraid of what, you know, I'm afraid we might set off violence. Well, that's going to segue into this, and that we played this yesterday and play it again today. This is from the Facebook, Facebook account of Cynthia Johnson. Remember that Michigan lady? All right. There's two videos, just very quickly, two videos back to back. The first one was the first out, and the second one is her response to the first one, because on the first one, you can listen, she makes some threats. The second one, she's attempting to reassign the definition to the word soldiers, attempting to reassign the definition of soldiers. And that, of course, is, again, in my business, what we call consciousness of guilt. Have to kind of back up.
She's a wonderful lady.
Yeah, you know what? I'd invite her to my house. I really would. Okay, let's play this real quick, and then we're going to get to Steve.
So this is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. We ain't playing with you. Enough of the shenanigans. Enough is enough. And for those of you who are soldiers, you know how to do it. Do it right. Be in order. Make them pay.
All right. Now, let's go quickly.
Can I ask what soldier she's talking about?
Well, she's gonna tell you now. Because, okay, so that happened. All right. She posted on Facebook. And you know what? I was notified within like 15 minutes of that posting or 10 minutes of that posting. And I thought, I'm going to let this go for a minute, you know, for a little bit. And I was watching the reactions. And within 30 minutes of that posting, I know that the Secret Service and the FBI were inundated with, contacts about this. Okay. Now remember, this is a woman that Chia Pet, and that's being nice, attempted to dox or did dox the Indian, the woman from India who was a witness at the Michigan hearings. And also, folks, her address, phone number, email address, it's all on the internet. It's all over. I'm not going to say it. I'm not like that. Okay, so I should also point out that her mailbox is full. Go figure. All right. Now, so.
That's because people probably put her number on a bunch of spam lists.
I'm telling you, it's
that's what happens to us too.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The phone will ring nonstop. Okay. And then, real quick, this one, because she knew she screwed up. So what does she do? She comes back and tries to redefine the word soldier. And the reason this is important is because we are headed to a very serious time internally. Steve's going to talk about something externally, but this is very critical internally. Go ahead and play that second one.
All you soldiers, soldiers of Christ, soldiers against racism, soldiers against misogyny, soldiers against domestic violence and domestic terrorism. Soldiers, rise. It's time for you to rise. Soldiers. Soldiers for Christ.
All right. Yeah, I think you get the idea. Racism. You can, that's fine. You see what she's doing there, right? The first video versus the second video. Again, we call this consciousness of guilt and attempting to mitigate the legal ramifications and criminal ramifications from the first video. Some will say, well, this is because, you know, she received such an ugly response from, the MAGA people for her doxing of the witness. Well, say what you want. It's still wrong. All right, with that, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. That's stevequayle.com, folks. Bookmark stevequayle.com. Watch the alerts at stevequayle.com and also the headlines, obviously. And do us a solid here. As we approach the end of the year, as we approach January 20th of 2021, while you still can, sign up for the Q-Files, qfiles.tv. I don't think there's a, if I only had $10, this is where it would go, right here. Because the messages from Steve Quayle are so critically important. And, that's behind a paywall. You know why? Because the intelligence is worth something. And it also provides a level of protection. I'm not going to go any further with that. Qfiles.tv. Christmas is coming. That would make a wonderful Christmas gift. All right. So there you go. Steve, how are you, sir? So sorry for dragging that out. You okay now?
Doug, it was perfectly, that's stuff you need to do. But today is really a critical day, ladies and gentlemen, because we've been hearing a lot of Democratic rhetoric. By the way, I never knew that Dr. Evil had a twin sister that would give him a run for ugliness, okay? So I'm going to call her Sister Evil, Evil Sister. Whoa.
You just made Eric laugh out loud over there. Yeah, really, huh?
Excuse me, I want to turn away so I don't vomit. Okay, I'm good. Today is really a serious day, ladies and gentlemen. I want everyone to understand something, that the Democrats have been boasting that one way or another, Trump is going to leave the White House. Even Speaker Pelosi said that he'll be taken out of that. What I'm going to tell you today, you're going to have to pray about and ask the Lord to reveal to you. Because we as Americans have been so numb, so dumb, so, non-involved, that our enemies have taken advantage of that. We haven't paid attention. Somebody once told me, you don't pay attention, you pay your dues. Yesterday, Hal Turner put out some intel. I want to make something clear. That guy's worthy of support. He has led the pack. People say, well, he was an FBI informer. He worked with the Joint Terrorism Task Force. The man has access. I double-check everything he says, not because I don't believe Hal. I wouldn't even know to go in that direction. I work for him. But please, ladies and gentlemen, subscribe to him, because he got knocked off the air too, Doug, talking about this. But I'm going to read this, okay? And then we're going to talk about this. Because the Democrats are complicit in the attempted overthrow of the United States using a foreign army, the People's Republic of China, who is on our borders, in our towns, in the bunkers, in the United States. And we had the first shot of World War III literally fired, and nobody knows about it, and everybody's clueless because there's a complete blackout on the news. So here we go. Take a deep breath, Steve. Okay. Chinese military troops are making incursions into the U.S. F-16 shot down by the Chinese troops. Pilot taken hostage. The U.S. dropped a 30,000-pound bunker buster bomb, killing 50,000 Chinese troops in the underground facility in Robinson, Maine. There's two events that took place, one in Maine and one in Michigan. There were over 750,000 troops within the United States secreted in different bases. Now listen, the F-16 that went down in Michigan was not an accident. As the Chinese are basically using high energy weapons, the background I got from my military guy was that the plane was cut in half. Literally cut in half. So what people have got to understand is this. We are in right now a battle with Red China. I was also told, and this is for the record, you know, the December 10th. Interesting, isn't it? I was also told of a foiled attempt to re-commemorate Pearl Harbor using nuclear missiles off of Chinese boomers that was foiled. As a matter of fact, I believe at least one, if not two of their boomers, nuclear subs, went to the deep blue sea. Doug, we have to have a reality check. This isn't fighting for an argument. This isn't fighting for just to be heard. This is, all those things are important. We're fighting for freedom and the literal death of hundreds of millions of Americans. It should piss off everybody. I'm pissed off. It should piss off everybody that the Chinese are already on record as saying they're going to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. That's by their own words, and I'll send it to Eric. You know, he can put it up, General Hao Xian, H-A-O-T-I-A-N. It also should make people furious to know that the Canadian government is in cahoots with the Chinese, so much so that even a joint, quote, training exercise was canceled. Are you freaking kidding me? The fact that the Canadian government, and especially Trudeau's government, would allow the Chinese to come in and train, they've already been there. Doug, again, I got to make this statement. I was told 2 days ago that the President of the United States was presented with a secret treaty and agreement between the Canadian government and the Red Chinese, in which China would spare Canada and they'd buy, you know, the wheat and the water from, but they wanted to use the Canadian, if you will, border with the United States as a staging ground for their invasion. I want to read some things, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I just say this? I just want to verify something. Not that you need authentication. I received a phone call early this morning that said, look, this individual from Canada contacted me, who I know and who was part of the intelligence community, who said, I'm going to tell you something right now. This is not right with the Canadian forces training with the Chinese forces. This is in my backyard, almost literally in his backyard. I'm not going to go any further than that, but that's it. And there it is right there. Explosive documents. Canadian Prime Minister requested Chinese troops be stationed in Canada. Steve, you had called out, you know, folks, and I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not sorry. Steve's been right on so many things, so far ahead of the game. So thank you for that. And go ahead, brother. I didn't mean to interrupt you or take you off your game at all.
No, listen, Doug, you're always, every time you have something to say, that blesses me because that lets me breathe. Okay.
Yeah.
Someone asked me, they said, do you ever breathe? I said, I guess not when I'm speaking. So here's the deal. The Red Chinese, and refer back to the secret agreement. Well, I won't believe until I see it. You'll be dead before you see it. To the skeptics and the scoffers, you better thank God that the man who's in the office of presidency acted as fast as he did, because the previous president, the one that made the nation desolate, the Obama that made the nation, the Obama nation desolate, had so prepared their way. So all this secret talk, Doug, how can we have a quadrillion to one statistical statement that there's no way Biden can win? How is it that he didn't have to do any, you know, basically he didn't have to do anything because he knew it was a shoe-in? But it gets really interesting, ladies and gentlemen, because we're not talking about a single bunker of 50,000 Chinese troops. We're talking about a $200 billion infrastructure of secret bases along the Canadian U.S. border to the north, among specific areas in this country where in the United States, CONUS, where absolutely unbeknownst to most people, paid off by to the officials that would know, that there is a, if you will, hives, H-I-V-E-S, of basically pre-stationed Revolutionary War troops, China, that were to enforce a Biden presidency. And this is critical, Doug. So I'm going to read, I'm going to read some actual stuff. I could not know this had it not been for the people that know telling me, just like the person that's telling you that. Excuse me. In the world of intelligence, everything is compartmentalized. And even that, even there's clearances above the president. The president gets what I call selective clearances based on need to know. But there are the people on the top echelon of majestic clearance, MJ, both the good side and the bad side, that basically can see it all. So here's what I want to tell people that came to me, and I think it was like I don't know, sometime really early, like last night, and said this. The F-16 was shot down by a Chinese laser hit, which sliced open the jet. Now, this is talking about in Michigan. Keep in mind, there's the main event, there's a Michigan event, and there are also other events I'm waiting to find out about. But, and you'll get to it. The President of the United States is doing the right thing. He has ordered the destruction of every underground military base filled with Chinese in their pre-attack upon the United States, which again, ladies and gentlemen, was to take place next week. Okay? Well, I don't believe that. Again, this is for the people that can at least pray and find out. F-16 was shot down by a Chinese laser hit, which sliced open the jet. B-52 indeed dumped a deep penetration bomb on an underground facility, and the land is registered. Guess what? Guess who it's registered to? It's registered to some very prominent Democrats. I'll let you figure out which one, through multiple holding companies whose even relatives have been cutting deals with China. Does that sound maybe like I've given some hints? Does it?
Yes.
But I can tell you this, that before they took out the main, now this is cool. I mean, we got some, God bless our military. You know, I know they're no fan of mine, They're no fan of mine, but I will say this, they're doing their job. The B-2 bombers are up. They took out all entrances in and exits out, and then they nailed the sucker. If anybody wants to see, go look on YouTube. I think they still have some of the bunker busters that we used in Afghanistan in the cave systems. But here's what's going on behind the scenes. First of all, there will be no public announcements. Imagine, Doug, and I'll turn it right to you right now. I just want, because you're an analyst, imagine the ramifications when this comes out, if it comes out, but imagine the ramifications if we don't fight for our country and the political system. In essence, let me just share this. The Democrats flipped off the American people saying, we don't care what you vote. We know what's best for you. You know what that is? It's genocide. It's 250 million people dead. That's a Democratic plan. The bottom line is the Republicans who are rhinos without spinos, by the way, 25 of them, the biggest mouthpieces against Trump are on the Chinese payroll. But here, I want to share this. The president ordered the events, both B-52 and B-2 bombers helping. No public warning or announcement will be made other than a cover story of tests. They blew away the Michigan base and others to follow. This was the Michigan and then the Maine. I'm not sure yet which one came first, but two bases. Trump was all involved and ordered it. All bases will be bunker busted in the next 24 hours. I'm waiting to understand if that applies to Canadians. So here's what I want to tell everybody. If you hear loud explosions, if you start to seeing reports, even Daniel Holding sent me an email yesterday and said, man, he said, Steve, he's been in the Air Force. He's a vet. And he said, I saw a missile launch. Well, yeah, he did. And so we're trying to identify that target. So again, the other important thing, Doug, is this. This is the story behind the brazen attempt to overthrow the United States of America and balkanize us. Already, even Rush Limbaugh is saying on his radio program, I don't listen to it, I read some transcripts, but basically, are we seeing succession in the making? We're seeing the balkanization of the United States of America, of, I'll say it this way, the balkanization of the disunited States of America. What will happen to Trudeau? That's my question. My military source is he'll either be taken out, flee to China, or disappear. I love my Canadian brothers and sisters. This has nothing to do with Canada. It has everything to do with Trudeau, his duplicity. And by the way, this agreement was in place before he even became prime minister. He just solidified it. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen in Canada, you know that your prime minister Trudeau sold all of Canada's gold stockpile supplies? All of it. I think you can look it up. I think there's like 20 maple leaves or something, you know, $40,000 from hundreds of millions. He did the same thing. Now watch this, Doug. He did the same thing that Gordon Brown did when he became Prime Minister of Great Britain. He sold all of Britain's gold at the lowest point pretty much in that cycle. I think it was $300. And obviously then it went to 2000. What these guys are, they pay their price to sell out their countrymen, just like ours are paying the price. We have a situation now that is a world war going on. India has just ramped up. The recriminations going back and forth. And by the way, you and I will never get the true accounts of war because the statement made, the first casualty in any war is truth. Due to psychological operations, physical operations, due to all the different nuances, the double crossing, triple crossing. But as we're on this program tonight, Doug, on your report, India are hammering it out. Taiwan is taking down multiple fighters. Japan is sinking anything in its waters, whether it's military or fishing vessels, and they're taking anything over their territorial limits. They are taking out aircraft. President Putin, he will never admit it. He will never see it. But people, you know, the truth always filters out. He's absolutely destroying the Chinese, which they supposedly have an agreement with. I mean, the Russians have lost maybe 350 men, and the Chinese are literally losing in the tens of thousands, along with their tanks. I think 1,500 of the tanks have been destroyed. 20 of their bombers have been destroyed. So here's the thing. How do we, Doug, and I'll turn it over to you, how do we get the attention of the people that this whole run-up to the election and the president's doing the right thing? And, you know, I'll defer to you on all the legal stuff going on and stuff. But what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I coined a term years ago, circus distracticus, the distraction of a circus that keeps you focused on the different rings of what's going on. You never see the real ring. The greatest amulet, the hypnotist little swinging thing to hypnotize you, is the stock market. We are watching, Doug, the disintegration. We have actually beheld it 9 months of acceleration, the disintegration of the American economy, small business, the middle class assassinated, future hopes, dreams, and families destroyed. No hope on the horizon at this point if the the vaccinators, that's the vaccine terminators, have their way. Thank God people are rebelling against the mask of the beast. Thank God people are, and even Melinda Gates made the statement, well, we never considered the economic consequences. Of course not. You're the richest woman in the world. But for those who do have to consider, like, day-to-day, how do I feed my family? And then, oh, by the way, where do I get the food to feed my family? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the lateness of the hour we're approaching. I take that back. I correct myself. Not approaching. We've entered into. The clock isn't counting down. Now the clock is speeding up. And so, you know, someone says, well, if it doesn't appear in the New York slimes, I won't read it.
Or insert whatever, you know, media outlet that you wish in that. Yeah.
So here's the thing. My goal since I've been on talk radio and shortwave and blah, 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 25, 26 years now as we turn in the new year, was to warn the people of God, those who had ears, those who had eyes, ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart for truth. I'm saying this to tell you, we're now facing a new solar storm, and this is relevant. The day, if you go to hear Doug and he's not on and nobody's on, and, you know, the internet shut down for a week. What can they do in a week without any internet, without me communicating with your listeners, Doug, your platform, or vice versa. So this is where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I may not have said this clear enough. All bases of the Chinese will be bunker busted in the next 24 hours. People have been, you know, sending me the stories. By the way, you guys, I appreciate it, but I usually see everything in real time. And if you think it's important, and I'm not saying don't send them, but please look at my website unless it's not being posted. Now, by the way, I apologize for today. The major importance, I don't think this is one of only a couple times in my whole years on the internet where I haven't posted enough stories because I didn't have any time. I was monitoring all this different data coming in. And by the way, you know, Doug, this is not, how do I say this? This explains everything. It explains Russiagate. It explains putting the heat on Russia, even while it was a Clinton administration selling uranium to Russia, but putting the heat on Russia, and look at how they double-crossed Russia, to take the heat off the Chinese pre-positioned invasion of the United States. Go ahead.
Wow. All right. You said a whole lot there. Let me just kind of go back and I think the China issue is a big deal. All right. Obviously it's a big deal. And if you look back over the last 4 years, but in particular over the last 2 years, what has President Trump been doing with respect to China? And you know that China, their economy, they want to overtake the U.S.'s economy, right away. And you've heard the, I'm sure everyone has seen, watched the, video of that Chinese, it was a financial guy, I think, or a professor in China talking about the infiltration of the top echelons of the, of all things in the U.S. But I think what's at really what's at stake here is, of course, the kinetic war that Steve is talking about at the same time with the, with China realizing at this point that there is a possibility, and I believe this to be the case. There's a possibility. Well, let me back up a little bit. The implausibility of Biden's election, which is clearly spelled out in the Texas lawsuit, 1 in 1 quadrillion for the states, for Biden to do what he did in the states in question, and 1 in quadrillion to the fourth power for all the states in question, it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, and so on, Pennsylvania included. It's impossible. It's implausible. In fact, I would say it's impossible. So having said all of that, clunkily, I might add, President Trump is looking at other possibilities at this point. This is the information that I'm looking at. Invoking the Insurrection Act. Now, the Insurrection Act, I just want to look at in real time something I got from a source. The Insurrection Act was invoked in this manner back in, hang on just 1 second, 1807. It was during the presidency of Thomas Jefferson. The 10th Congress enacted the Insurrection Act of 1807, which was then signed by Jefferson into law to foil the plot of Revolutionary War hero Aaron Burr, okay, following the destruction of his political career after he shot and killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel. This is how far back this goes. But this also butts up against what Steve is saying on the international level. There's something going on with China. And I was sent a map. Steve, I don't know if you have it posted on your internet or on your website or not. I was sent a map where the carriers, the U.S. carriers, are off both of our shores, the Atlantic and the Pacific, along with the nuke subfleets. And that's not usually done in the fashions in which it's done. I can't find the map. I know it's on another device.
Well, right. I think, Doug, what everything we're seeing has never been done before. the massive amount of, C-17, I think they're called Starlifters or whatever, the biggest military cargo transport planes that's in the U.S. arsenal, along with the C-130s. We're seeing the deployment of military assets throughout the country. Because, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not, the United States is going to be invaded. I don't like it. I don't want it. I pray against it. But guess what? We're a canker that's already been rotting from within. Doug, you know, how could you even describe an emotional response when you understand the mainstream media is all on the Chinese payroll? How could you describe your response to knowing that everybody else you see in the day will be dead if the Chinese have their way? Again, this is what the Chinese say. This isn't what Doug and I say they say. Because, again, it's critical that people understand the lateness of the hour. 49, almost 50 years ago now, when I got saved, accepted Jesus into my heart, and I had a wonderful encounter with him in his resurrection, literal physical presence. He gave me the panorama of history. I didn't even understand everything that would be taking place, but I can tell you this, I saw the United States, I saw it absolutely, certain states, like on the Atlantic coast, just ceased to exist. I saw the people running for fleeing for their lives on highways. They weren't driving their cars, there was no gas. There was no fresh water on the West Coast. So I'm really concerned. Because all of this goes hand in hand. And here's the point I want to make. Henry Gruber's vision and the Cascadia film that we did, basically our time together, not as obviously Henry had his vision before the film was made, but in the film when the Russians, the Chinese, when that whole crew comes against the West Coast to invade, that's the time Cascadia explodes with all volcanoes going active at the same time. And the literal flow of magma is what stops the land invasion. Understand what I'm saying? The eastern invasion that comes on the coast. The whole West Coast is toast. This isn't doom porn. Well, I don't believe in visions. If you don't believe in anything, die. I'm sorry. And that's so cruel. No, it's more important that 250 million people aren't butchered, slaughtered, mowed down, bulldozed to me than the sniveling little, what do I call them? Snot rats, okay? Snot rats. So the thing is that now we're at a time unlike any other. But not only are we, damned from within, all of the stories that are given to the mainstream media are all selectively utilizing neuro-linguistic programming. It's the old statement, tell a lie, tell a big enough lie, tell it enough times and people will believe it, attributed to Adolf Hitler. But I believe it's actually Goering or one of his Reich marshals that made that statement. But that's neither here nor there. The statement of Bill Casey so many decades ago that we'll know our effect at controlling the American people as is accomplished when everything they believe is a lie. That's why critical thinking is numbed down. That's why there's so much dope being used. That's why everybody's going to listen. The whole purpose, even in psychedelics, I don't know if you know this, but Silicon Valley's into a lot of psychedelics, is to divorce people from a, if you will, empiric reality and take you into a virtual fantasy or ultimately take you into a world of non-reality or, if you will, a hallucinogenic realm. So it's what's happening when people get all the money in the world and they don't have, they have nothing left to buy, nothing left to go, no place left to see. Then they want to get, and they're always trapped by this, they go in, the majority do, go into an evil spirit realm.
Eyes wide shut, brother.
And that's where we're dealing, ladies and gentlemen, with a full-scale demonic onslaught, fallen angel-controlled hand puppets that make policy, and we are in the time Jesus Christ himself spoke of, said there's never been a time like this, nor would be again, except the days be shortened for you and I who have come to know Jesus and all who will come to know Jesus, there would be no flesh left alive. And so, Doug, this is the lateness of the hour. It's no longer the end days. I believe we're in the end hours. And I know that doesn't stack up with everybody's theology. But if the United States disappeared overnight, that doesn't make the rest of Bible prophecy. And I don't believe it will. But I believe that there will be selective judgments on the United States. You watch what happens to the West Coast. Isn't it interesting? The West Coast, look at their coziness with China. Interesting, isn't it? And look at Trudeau's coziness with China. And I've been told, point blank, the U.S. military sees Trudeau as a traitor. I've also been told, now I'm talking about the, you know, the ones that are, still believe in the Constitution and stuff. And the U.S. military has told the Canadian military to stand down because we are going to take their bunkers out wherever they find them. Go ahead.
You know, Steve, it kind of makes sense now, doesn't it? It makes sense. Now everything kind of makes sense from the weaponization of the coronavirus to the weaponization of the response to the coronavirus to being told to stay inside to, for no legitimate reason, running up to the election of 2020. And when you go back, and I don't want to go over old ground, but I think this is important, at least in my view, to convince or to help others see what's been happening. You know, this was the year of discovery, of disclosure, but the disclosures are coming at a different, in a different fashion than we believed. But when you kind of pull the lens back, you can see, oh, coronavirus, the weaponization, and it was released and, how everything kind of came into play back in March of this year. And the rollout of the vaccine in dreaded air quotes as this panacea for this scandemic. Look, I'm not trying to downplay the effects of the coronavirus, but we can see, you know, the flu deaths drop and the pneumonia deaths drop, but the coronavirus deaths rise inexplicable. You know, everything's inexplicable. Or they don't explain. So having said all of that, to me, it's interesting, Steve, what you've been saying all along and what other people have said. Dave Hodges, got to give him props. Bob Griswold, everyone, Mike Adams. The bottom line, to borrow a phrase of yours, is that Americans need to wake up to really the bigger picture. And you've always been about the bigger picture. And I thank you for that, because the bigger picture here is they want us dead. The elites want us dead. The globalists want us dead. And when you see their tactics, or rephrased, the manner in which they're going about the attacks, and this is important because manner is different than method. On the death certificate, method of death and manner of death, or in a homicide investigation, method and manner, they're different. Take a look at the manner in which this is being played, and you'll see the bigger picture, especially with respect to China, which goes to what you were talking about. And if that sounded like a word salad, my apologies, but I think it's important, to really see the entire scope of the forces against us. And Dragon, you know, to me, you know, it's got some biblical implications there. China, dragon, and biblical.
You're correct, Doug. Don't sell yourself short, because we're dealing with dragons in the book of Revelation. We're dealing with serpents and scorpions. And the only reason that Paul didn't put Democrats in there is because they didn't exist. John the Revelator, they didn't exist, but he at least identified the poison. Ladies and gentlemen, I've watched over a quarter of a century, this thing escalate. I've also watched, unfortunately, veterans be denied benefits, and I'm not going to say anything more than this. People die on purpose because of certain people that are placed into the Veterans Administration under previous administrations, because it scared the left that you still had men who would lay down their life for their countries the first time, who would do it the second time. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's all free Americans' turn to repay the vets. And I mean that in a way that you can't avoid what's happening to you. Doug, since I just want to share this, since, you know, I believe it was the Lord's leading to help veterans who are, you know, especially disabled ones, and also widows, and the hopelessness and despair I literally got an email, and thank God the woman came to her senses. And by the way, she should have her check today, but she was down to the last $1.17. She said she had reserved two bullets, one for her husband, who's disabled, a vet, and one for her. And she said, but I don't want to go to hell. That's the desperation. But what was interesting about what was in her checkbook, and this week's bigger segue, if we can, into Dana Coverstone, is the number $1.17. Now, most people wouldn't even say, well, what's a big deal? That just means she's broke. No. It was a testimony to the 17th, the 17 cents. I'm not going to anything gematria or anything. I'm only saying the 17th in a biblical, is a biblical number of preservation, God's preservation of his people amongst the, and during war, during everything. The 17th is a big deal. And now, you know, Dana Coverstone on October 20th had probably one of the most specific dreams or dreams and that's ever been given in the Christian body. There are people that mock and laugh and stuff. They don't believe in dreams. They don't believe in, well, they don't believe in God, but they don't believe in anything. Yet, BS. But I think it's really important. And Eric, if you've got the thing that I sent you to put up, you know, to see for the Hagman viewers, I think it would be important, Doug, to put that up. And if you want to read it on the screen, because I don't know that I can see it on the screen to read it, but maybe you can. But the deal is that this was given October 20th. Ladies and gentlemen, it is December 10th. And the dates of what happened, what he said would be taking place, they've happened. And this is not your average run-of-the-mill, hi, I've got a new prophecy a day person, okay? This is real stuff. And I personally, you know, I mean, setting dates is a big deal. Now, he didn't say he's a prophet. What's interesting is most watchmen don't claim to be something they're not. I've never claimed to be a prophet. I've been accused of being a false prophet. I said, listen, before you accuse me of being something I never claimed to be, you know, what do I claim you are? The wrong end of a horse headed north? You know, the thing is that we're at a time now where the prophetic words of Jesus, Matthew 24, Luke 21, the revelation of Jesus, the book of Revelation, let me make it clear. It's not a book of bad stuff. It's a book of the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God the Father gave to his servant John on the island of Patmos. And it's the things that are, the things that will be, and the things that are to come. But now we're in the time. You said it. We're in the time of the dragon, brother. And it's not a Bruce Lee movie. Enter the dragon. We are where the dragon was ready to devour us. But by the grace of God, the people of God praying, interceding, Lord, in your judgment, remember mercy. And a man who loves his country, you know, maybe he should change it, allow America to exist for his next, you know, slogan. But here's the thing. It took a decisive man who loved the country in the face of half the country selling out to a group that wants the other group slaughtered, just like that, you know, that unusual Dr. Evil's sister you just showed, you know?
Yes.
If we have put up, we have stood up, and we have never called for the death of our enemies, though they call for ours. The veiled threats are terrorist freaking acts. And those people, you know, listen, when you go telling me you're going to point a gun to my head, just remember this. You better hope that there aren't more pointing back at your head. That's not a threat. But what I'm saying, the minute one of those entities draws blood, what she were, by the way, you know, I mean, God knows I would be, this has nothing to do with her race. I want to make this clear. This has everything to do with the disgraceful, disgusting, terroristic threat that she just made and then had to cover her arse with, you know, try to, you can't do damage control when that's done. But that's how they work. They work until they're backed up. So can we have Eric put up that Dana Coverstone thing? Because I think it plays into everything we're talking about with Canada, Biden's, et cetera.
Yeah, and sure. And this is called the data dream slash the Biden family. And just to give listeners and viewers kind of a little bit of background on this, This is a dream. As you said, he's never claimed to be a prophet. I just find it interesting. People have these dreams, and many are having the same types of dreams. Not exactly, but similar. But this is from the 20th of October, where he said that he had this dream for a few nights, you know, for a few nights in a row. And what it is, I looked at it as like three parts. The first part dealt with this atlas. He was looking down at an atlas, and these interstate-like lines were illuminated, and they looked like data points. And there were people attempting to assess or to push off, right? Or what would you call it? I mean, I could read it, but
Hey, Doug, let me send the right thing to Eric. He's got the wrong thing on the screen.
Okay.
Okay. But you defined it correctly, because this is about the 17th of December.
Right. That's actually the third part where, I'll just kind of get right into that real quick here. What he did, and I'm looking at the transcript from this, what, the Coverstone did state was that, let me get to the exact point here. Which I thought this was rather interesting. His dream changed scenes, at one point. And he saw, of course, the Liberty Bell from the data reference in the Atlas. He saw the Liberty Bell, or one of the data lines going underneath the Liberty Bell, something happening, an explosion. The Liberty Bell goes up, cracks in half, comes down. And then, of course, from there, it was going to the Capitol. Same thing happened. It split the Capitol in half. And when he was looking at the Capitol, and again, this is someone's dream, looking at the Capitol, he saw smoke coming from the Capitol, but he also saw a coffin, a casket in the rotunda, covered by a flag with the number 17 above the coffin. All right, I'll just read this precisely here. Then the scene changed, and I saw rotunda of the Capitol, and there was a closed casket in the middle of the rotunda, and the sign on the casket stated that inside was a Democratic candidate for the office of the president, and there was a calendar hanging above the casket, and the date specifically, clearly I saw the first times, well, again, that's clunky because it's a transcript, but it said December 17th. The date was clearly spelled out, and, let's see here. It says, and I'm not going to say someone's going to die on the 17th, but that's what appeared above the casket. And again, the Democratic candidate, December 17th was the date. Just reinforcing that. And this is where I thought it was really interesting. No one was crying, and there were also many congressmen and senators from both parties in the room, and they had their heads down looking at the floor. They were shaking them just violently, just making fists and shaking their heads violently. And their shoes were all piled together in the rotunda. They were shoeless. Okay, these congressmen, senators and reps were shoeless. And the shoes were piled up in a pile. And he goes on to say that this one congressman, let's see here. I got to go back. Okay. And then a prominent senator stood up and demanded to see the body. And that's when the sergeant of arms, rushed up and said with several Marines, he said that there will be no viewing of the body, not today or ever again, and there will be no viewing of the body today or ever again, repeated. And the senator sat down, collected himself, walked over to the pile of shoes, dug through the pile, got his shoes, put his shoes on, and sat there for a minute, looked around, and you could tell, according to Mr. Coverstone, that he was getting very angry. He rushed out of the room, and he was running at a sprinter's pace to get out of there. And this, I don't know if I passed this, but the smoke raised up out of the Capitol, and the word was discovery, I believe. It's in the previous, I think, to this. But nonetheless, this congressman ran, followed by 20 to 25 other people who were following him, both men and women. He stopped, said, come on, hurry up. And he's running toward the White House. He stopped in front of the Washington Monument and said, come on, hurry up. And he was sprinting toward the White House and as fast as he can. And then he saw the man we'd seen in the previous dreams. He was standing where the president gives the State of the Union address. And he was standing at the halls in the halls of Congress right there. Everybody sees the president on TV. That's where he was standing. He had a different kind of microphone, not the SM58, but a real thin and very professional microphone. He tapped on the mic three times. 1, 2, 3. And then he stated in a very loud voice, a house divided against itself shall not stand. And he emphasized the word shall. Okay. And of course, Mr. Coverstone continues with that to state the emphasis there. And then he walked away from that podium. And again, I'm paraphrasing here from this the transcript to a panel of 25 or 30 light switches. And he just flipped the switch one by one down until every light in Congress and that building in that room went out. And that was the end of the dream. Now, I hope I paraphrased it, but again, 17th, December 17th.
Yeah, let me just share something. 17th, December 17th. Now, if it isn't the physical death of Biden, it could be the political death of Biden. And that's why all the congressmen, you know, and they probably go, oh darn, there goes my Chinese check money. But the bottom line is that it could be the death of his presidential run, because the word I think you missed was discovery. Okay.
Correct. Discovery over the Capitol in smoke.
Right.
That stayed over the Capitol. Yeah. Go ahead.
And then we're discovery. This is it, you guys. What are we watching play out in the political theatricus absurdicus right now is discovery. We're finding out who owned the Dominion voting machines. We're finding out who mimeographed off the actual, ballots. We're watching financial. By the way, the Supreme Court was given, according to my sources, every single detail of all the Chinese payouts to both Russian and Democratic senators and congressmen and women. Okay. Discovery. Interestingly enough, a couple years ago, 4 years ago, Cliff High put in his Webbot report. And obviously, you know, that's been around until, for years before that, almost a decade. But he said that he thought it was going to be in 2016. It now appears to be in 2020, where it said that Chinese are going to be discovered and rooted out. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is like, 5 years ago almost. And they're going to be rooted out. And the people he said this before all this stuff, Doug. He said there are going to be hundreds of congressmen and congressional people that are going to be revealed to be the traitors they are. Now, see, I believe this goes along with the word of the Lord that God gave me on your show. That when I said before God allows China and Russia to nuke the United States, he's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people. That's called discovery. And the people's sins before a holy God. That's called looking in the mirror. And it's interesting because now the light switch is going out. I hope people count the number of light switches, okay? Because that's significant. The number of light switches is really, really critical. I believe if that was an angel of the Lord, whoever the man that stepped to the microphone was, a house divided against itself cannot stand. What do we have, ladies and gentlemen? We no longer have the United States of America. We have basically the chaos states of America. Rush Limbaugh, I don't know Rush. Obviously I've listened to him and read his stuff, but the point is he's talking about succession. You and I talked about the balkanization of the United States years ago. We even put up the FEMA 10 regions, but that was just a stepping stone. So ladies and gentlemen, today, whatever, December 10th, we are watching possibly one week what's going to happen. Now, because there are ties to certain land owned and purchased by certain people that have business relationships with China. And if you were the Chinese government being assured that no one would ever touch your secret bases in the U.S. and they all go boom, what does China say about those who sold them the land in the first place? See, Doug, this is so multifaceted. This is so, if you look at a diamond, what's cool about a diamond is the refraction of the diamond, the colors you get as different wavelengths of light hit the diamonds. And, you know, depending on how cool, I mean, how exact the cut is and the clarity and all of the things that make up a really great diamond, different from just a run-of-the-mill diamond, it's way you look at it, but it's all the same diamond. And so the question I have, and this is what I'm trying to say to people, if you were to use one word to describe everything that's going on besides, you know, just a hodgepodge of craziness, you'd have to settle on the thing of you couldn't get away from the word discovery. And one of the things that God's word says is when he's dealing with evil nations that try and cover up their evil, their sin, and their vile actions, he discovers their skirts, okay? And that goes back to, you know, a whole lot of Old Testament stuff, but it's also in the New, because Jesus said there's nothing that's been hidden that won't be made known. And the night comes, click, 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 where all the lights go out. And however many lights, I don't know if that means we've got that many days left. I'm not trying to discern that. I don't have any understanding. But all the lights going off one by one are indicative to me of every freedom we've ever known, of every blessing we've ever known. And this doesn't apply to Christians because we live by the bread of heaven, but it will affect all Christians because the angry people out there are going to be looking to take anything they can get at any cost. I put up an article, or I'm sorry, I didn't put it up. I was going to put it up, ran out of time because I didn't have any time. But basically, shoplifting is off the charts now. People are stealing to eat. People are stealing to eat. This is the globalist, satanic, pawn scum, demonic, hellish creatures from absolutely the lowest bowels of the cesspool of hell. This is the joy they get in watching human beings, mothers with tears running down their eyes, children, mommy, I'm hungry. This is the sum total, ladies and gentlemen. Sum total of everything that's been in play. And now it's in front of your court. It's on your table, pun intended. It's not someplace there. It's someplace here. These are our fellow brothers. These are our fellow sisters. These are our fellow little brothers and sisters of Jesus. And let's not forget the 100 million we just allowed to be aborted. And yes, the church allowed it. Those who claim to be Christians allowed it. Those who claim to be Christians allowed prayer to be taken out of the school. Those who are Christians allowed the Ten Commandments because we wanted to go along, get along with the world, and the world going to hell. And if you don't repent, you're going with it. Go ahead, Doug.
Wow. No, what can I add to that? What can I possibly add to that? Except I have to agree. This is such a multifaceted environment in which we find ourselves. You know, we can't really afford to focus necessarily our time and efforts and energy on just one item. We have to look at the entire battlefield here because there's multiple incoming. I mean, when people realize that for the last 50 years or so, that our government, our media, as you said earlier, Hollywood and all of these larger, entities, groups, organizations have been compromised by Chinese spies infiltrated into these organizations. Our own congressmen, look, two Midwest senators, two Midwest mayors, I'm sorry, reportedly had affairs with this Fang Fang Chinese spy. And the reason I focus on that in this right now is because, while that's going on, you've got, you know, other compromises elsewhere. You've got the Swalwell thing that's been ongoing, Feinstein with her driver. I mean, how vast this is, but it all kind of circles back around to what Steve has been saying, and that is the ultimate battle against China or China against the United States, how we've been balkanized, and, of course, isn't it interesting how all of this is is being uncovered and discovered, not really discovered now, but discovering now for the people who haven't been paying attention. And, hey, you know, Beijing Biden. And Steve, you know, again, another aspect of this. Look at the Hunter Biden laptop that has evidence of communist Chinese elements within the laptop and the hard drive. And the reason I say that is because the media, right before the election, it was nowhere to be found. The media didn't want to touch that. But yet, you know, for 4 years, it was Russia, Russia, Russia. So all of that to say that, you know, it all circles back around to what you're saying, the larger picture here and the multifaceted nature of this and the danger in which we find ourselves today.
This isn't a political battle, Doug, as you know. This is a battle for life and death. This is a battle for liberty. This is a battle for freedom. This is a battle for your kids, your grandkids, your future, their future. This is a battle for what is true and what is false. The narrative has been completely, completely taken over by the left. And I say this, Sessions will have a special session in hell, in my opinion, unless he repents.
Wait, weren't we supposed to trust Sessions? Wasn't that part of the plan?
Oh, yeah. But look at who. Here's the deal. I believe it was God's people's prayers with the lateness of the hour that literally even released General Flynn. Like General Flynn said it, you and I talked about this over the years that he was fighting for his life. We said he scares them because he knows where all their skeletons lie. Remember, he just made that statement. He didn't say skeletons, but he said he terrifies Obama.
Yep.
I love that guy. General Flynn, I think's brother, is also one of the commanders or commandants of the 82nd Airborne. I didn't know that. And so you got guys out there and McInerney. There you go. McInerney. There you go. And others. And just like the gentleman that, Trump made the new Secretary of Defense, that guy is, I think, a former Green Beret. And those are the kind of people you need to put in Department of Defense if they're trying to defend our country. Things have changed. God is moving strategically, and he's going to reveal. He's going to show. I basically use the word discovery. That's the one that Dana was given by the Lord. But before God allows the United States to be nuked, I'm sorry, he's going to reveal the sins of the leaders. In other words, the leader's sins are going to be discovered. He's going to reveal the people's sins before a holy God, the people's sins. And woke is broke. Let me tell you something. It's spiritual bankruptcy for people to claim, I love Jesus, but I believe Biden's the one that's going to just take this country to where it's never been. Yeah, it will be the end of the country that you've known and loved. I remember when the NFL, and by the way, everybody knows I'm not a sportsman. You know, I hope I'm calling the right team with the right field. But the National Football League, there you go. When they started making war against Jesus, forbidding the athletes from giving praise to God, I made the statement on Doug's show a number of years ago. Mark my words. They have declared war on the living God, and their end is in sight. They will absolutely reap the whirlwind because they, and look at this, they didn't forbid the athletes from taking a knee. Bowing, listen to this, bowing before hell, but acknowledging you cannot acknowledge or demanding you cannot acknowledge heaven. Even the NBA guys, I think that's a little round ball with a hoop, right? Even the NBA guys are saying woke is broke. American people are smarter than the, let's just say this, the controllers finding out. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're at a time where judgment is going to be accelerated. I don't know that I've ever said that, Doug, on your show, but judgment is going to be accelerated. You're going to see the hand of God not only move against evil, but move in his people's behalf. When God's people get real with God, God really expresses himself through people. There's a power statement. When God's people get real with God, God then reveals himself through his people in what the M word, miracles, and what the D-word delivers his people. God delivers his people. He didn't send Jesus to the earth just to watch us all get slaughtered. And he, though, the Lord says that his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not because God doesn't warn us, doesn't teach us. He sends preachers, he sends prophets. And Jesus asked the most religious people of the day, oh, they could tell you about the Messiah, they could tell you everything they could tell you, but they couldn't see him when he came before their very eyes. And so when the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the wannabes and never should have beens were trying to trip Jesus up, he asked him a simple question. You make your stand on the law and the prophets, but I ask you, which of the prophets have your fathers not killed? You know what Jesus was saying? You say you believe, your actions indicate otherwise. That's what he said. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the same place we're at in today in the United States of America. Look, I wish my passion could deliver, and I do that, under God's power, not passion, but I mean, what would you say, prompting, urging, anointing, whatever, could build a fire in the hearts of men and women. And by the way, thank God for women who have fire burning in their hearts, or men would be freezing their tokuses off because there would be no fire to warm up by. And I'm not talking anything that has any sensuality. It just simply means this. Praying women are the ones that will raise up. And the men that are being raised up, I'm not saying there aren't men who are intercessors, but I am telling you this. Pray for Sidney Powell. Pray that God would give her Queen Esther's anointing, that God would give her Queen Esther's favor. I'm telling you how to pray. And that in the name of Jesus, that God, and by the way, she is a believer, as she, Sidney, stands before the living God, that God will move through her to deliver this nation from those horrific mass murder in history. It will be the worst in history unless she goes in before the King, the Lord, and she prevails. She prevails. She will prevail. Because, Doug, you know what? Haman wanted to hang every Jew, and now basically the powers that be, the elite, want to cut all of the believers' heads off and anybody that resists the New World Globalist Order. To quote their own words, Spangler, no one will enter into the New World Order without a Luciferic initiation. And that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. We either rebuke their initiation with the power of Almighty God, or we get bulldozed over it. See, this to me is a positive statement. Oh, it's so negative. What planet do you live on? Zip-da-doo. What planet do you live on? Negative? We've got people lined up, if it doesn't break your heart, miles who used to be able to at least go home and feed their family, enjoy their family, and see, this economic devastation is designed to do one thing that most people are missing. It is designed to destroy the most cohesive unit ever created in the world by the living God who created mankind in his image and likeness. Likeness only be established, though, through a regeneration through Jesus Christ. The most perfect, wonderful thing, family. God has a family. Don't let these illegitimate fallen angel and their hellspawn bastard genetic conglomerates rob you of your inheritance. Rob you of your heritage. I have a brother. He listened. God bless you, William. All you guys are taking this to heart. Thank you. If you're in a grocery store and you see somebody, you know that they're fiddling in their wallet or they go to put their credit card in and they don't have money. And you know, God will ask the Lord to show you that. It's cool. I asked the Lord to show me that. It's like radar. Okay. Sometimes he's got to be a baseball bat, but I prefer radar. And the thing is that you just go up to you go, ma'am, I want to tell you something. I want to buy your groceries because I want to tell you that God loves you. This isn't a handout. It's a helping hand. And each one, teach one, as I have been given. Doug, there's some people on your platform, our shared platform when I'm on with you, and my own podcast that are so incredibly generous. And people's lives are being changed. They're absolute despair and hopelessness. And it's so cool, man. I'll tell you what, I can't keep it together. It's so cool when somebody said, I was down to my last $1.17. I didn't have any hope, any despair. And I screamed out at Jesus, God, are you there? And I sent it to you, Steve, a request. This isn't about me. I'm a conduit. It's about all you guys who are generous. It's about all you guys that I'm praying for, not just the monetary re-blessing, but I'm praying that God will give you. I know generous people. I also know people who claim to be Christians that if they were in a tighter, man, the tightest wound clock in the world couldn't even equal them. Old wine and old wineskins. They're so set in their giving, God couldn't interrupt them because they're doing it the right way. I believe in tithes. I also believe in offerings. But, Doug, the greatest joy, I will say this, my whole year has been sucky in a lot of areas, okay? And you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
But the greatest joy, and I get it. God took me almost 70 years to get it. The greatest joy is in seeing that joy multiplied in somebody else. That you, God, the God of creation, the God who could, you know, fill their fridge with whatever. But God says, I want to flow through you. And I want you. See, we who give are the ones that are blessed. I was talking to an, no, I won't go there. And it's not because it's bad or anything. It's just because of the, it'll sidetrack. The thing is, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see heartbreak like we've never known. We're going to see it personally. We're going to see it in our families. So much so that I'm watching right now, Doug, and I don't know if you get these emails. I do. And not that you should or I'd want you to, but the divorces that are pending, the absolute drinking that's binging, people taking the last shot. I was a teenage alcoholic. I know what the last shot means. Unfortunately, there's never a last one. There's more to follow. And I stayed an alcoholic until I was 21 years old. Until Jesus set me free. Cold turkey, I might add. And it's a good thing I never drank cold turkey, but he set me free cold turkey. And so the only thing that any of us can offer people now is if they're open to the truth, we'll share what we know. But nobody can resist the love of God when it's genuine being expressed. Now that lady entity, that mouth that you put the, or whatever on the screen, notice she talks about soldiers for Christ. Well, Christ is a title. Christ means the Messiah. Christ means the anointed one. Christ means the promised one. But Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Lord. I can tell instantly where someone's relationship is with Jesus.
Weren't you offended, Steve? I mean, weren't you personally offended by the, to me, that's blasphemy, the blasphemy, which she did.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Well, I got news for you. It looks like she's got more problems than blasphemy.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
It looked like she just stepped off with her attire. Look, I'm not even making fun of this, but it looks like something you'd see in a science fiction Nazi stormtrooper movie, you know?
True.
And again, here's the thing. But she's just echoing what so many else have echoed. How many threats against the President of the United States by some of these Hollywood, what I would call possessants, and you know who possesses them, have been really investigated. You've got so many of the left calling for my death, your death, our death, the president's death, the family's death, even his son. Oh, keep me from the... Sometimes, Doug, you know, I really say this. The madness of men is the psychology of crowd manipulation. Let me say that. You get enough people that are mad, torqued, you know, whatever, misanthropic, and you get them together, and then you get somebody that understands the psychology of the crowd control and crowd manipulation. That's why there's a guy named Mackey who wrote a book called The Madness of Crowds. I think it's The Madness of Crowds. I remember Don McElvain, he used to quote it all the time. God bless him, wherever he is. I haven't even heard from about him for years. But the point is that faithfully, that guy produced a newsletter, and he brought to the attention. But see, here's the thing. All the truth in the world will benefit no one unless they do some application of their own life first and then walk in the truth and understand this. We were only here for a short time, and if it hadn't been for God bless President Trump and the new people he put into office, Secretary of Defense Esper's replacement, Miller, and some of the other people that are around him that are warriors. You can't BS warriors with poppycock, okay? And I'm telling you, Doug, we all should be praising God. Even if you don't believe me, say, I think quail's been drinking too much of his water. Thank you, Jesus. Fresh water.
You know, while you're doing that, it's interesting to note Mark Levin had a guest host last night. He pointed out that the transfers, what President Trump did, replacing the Department of Defense officials instead of the Department of Justice officials, is significant, especially or even at this late date, as well as the executive order from 2018. I believe it was September of 2018. And this is all, it would appear, aimed at assisting, aiding, and facilitating this discovery we're talking about, as well as potential action in the future. Hold it right there, Steve. I just want to thank our supporters. Thank you so much to everyone who supports Steve Quayle, myself, the Hagmann Report. Folks, do yourself a favor right now. Subscribe to the Q-Files, Q-Files 2.0, okay? Go to Q-Files.tv, subscribe. Hey, give the gift of a subscription to your family. Okay. There it is right there. Qfiles.tv. Qfiles 2.0, please. But again, I want to thank all of our people who support us because that gives us the ability to help as we've said, as Steve has described. Also, I want to thank our corporate sponsors, including Lightstream. Folks, the holidays are here this year. Give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket. Pay off your credit card balances. And save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Right now, you can roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. Get your loan from $5,000 to $100,000, plus there are no fees, no application fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. You can even get your money as soon as the same day you apply. Here's how it works. My listeners can go save even more money with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount, folks, please listen to me, is to go to lightstream.com/Hagmann. Two N's on Hagmann. Let me spell it out for you. It's lightstream.com/Hagmann, H-A-G-M-A-N-N. This is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagmann, two N's on Hagmann, for more information. And again, I want to thank both the people who help us out, help Steve out, help this platform out, as well as our corporate sponsors. Thank you so very much. But Steve, you know, you're right on so many things, on so many levels. And again, I want to point out the fact that there's so much happening in the background. When you came on initially, talking about with China, the things going on with China, and for me to get an independent verification of the troop situation up in Canada, you know, we didn't talk before that, and it's right here, and I want to thank you, publicly say thank you for your years of dedication to bringing out the truth, because I think you are an invaluable resource for everyone out there, and thank you for. And thank you for saving me from the mire of mainstream media a quarter of a century ago. It's hard to believe we've been friends that long, but my goodness. Anyway.
Well, you know, too, Doug, and I want to thank God for this because, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this isn't about a mutual admiration society, but this is about Doug Hagmann and my admiration for the Lord, our almost amazement that – look at what God's done to a detective, or not a detective, forgive me, a private investigator, and a guy that, you know, I would have been happy to hang out in the woods away from people because I became pretty much a recluse, even though I was on talk radio. But what's important now, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Your life, your children, your welfare, and I'm putting my mouth where my words are, and to the degree I'm able and capable, I'm making sure my last-ditch effort. I mean, had Doug, this happened last night, and China launched. And I hope I don't think people get this. They don't understand what it means that we were within 1 week away from a full-scale Chinese nuclear attack that was going to take place against Hawaii, especially the island of Kauai, before they went against Pearl Harbor and PACCOM and all of that stuff, Pacific Command there. But the Pacific Missile Theater Range, they were going to attack Guam. They were going to attack Diego Garcia. They were going to attack Okinawa. And they were going to turn their invasion forces in this country loose. And some 750,000 in the country internally, and then 1.5 supposedly million in Canada, 1.5. There's a lot of people here that want to do you harm. Yet by the grace of God and actions of his mercy, and I said, God, thank you. Thank you. I said, you know, Lord, just thank you, but thank you for getting all whose ears can be open, whose hearts. And I'm praying literally God sends his angels for the children that have parents that are Christians and basically have abandoned them to the bastardization of public education. Well, I had to because I had to work. The reason you had to work, mother, when and I'm talking about a two-parent family or even to those who are single parents, is because the system was designed to destroy you and make you abandon your children into their care so they could destroy intellectually, thinking, emotionally, and spiritually an entire multiple generation of children. I told everybody, we're under the 10 plagues of Egypt curse. And they said, well, we haven't had the firstborn dead. I said, no, Satan beat the order in reverse from number 10 to number 1. America aborted its firstborn to the tune of 100 million little brothers and sisters in Jesus. I can't even imagine that. And yet, parents abandoned the next generation of how many kids? And look, I'm pretty cool for an old guy, but even in purple, orange, people so confused by gender that, you know, half of them looks like a man, half of them looks like a woman. They've got so many piercings and tattoos. I'm surprised they got anything left to pierce or any body to tattoo. And what did they become? They become something so distorted. This is my opinion. And so far away from the image and likeness of God. God created Adam kneeling in Eden, forming him out of the dust of clay, and he didn't start tattooing him. He said, oh, here's the name of one of the angels, put him here. You know, and people say, well, that's being silly. No, it's not, because we fail to see the glory of God in his creation. And that's why I don't have this. I'll fake it as a mask, okay? The mask of the beast. What do? Grab seven veils and do a harem dance? Are you kidding me? And the unmasking of the devil's plan and plot, the bottom line is to subject us, getting us into the burqa mentality. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, why is that Muslims are calling for a forever, there's literally a lawmaker calling forever to be masked. I will say this, as I tell Paul Bagley, Paul, he asks, are you serious? I'm saying, I'm serious. I can't do Paul's voice, but no, they're very serious, Doug. So there are multiple. Here's where Americans fail. We become so superficial, we don't understand what lies beneath the surface level of what we see. We take everything at face value, and then we don't realize that everything that's coming as face value has an unseen hand of such incredible, almost unimaginable evil to control humans to take part in their own destruction. I remember, like, on my book Terminated, okay? I think I got it here. No, I don't. But Terminated, the headstones on my cover of my book say it all. Here lies the human race who fail to see their end when it stared them in the face. By bringing people into the knowledge of the real world. And remember this, I believe in national security when it comes to national security, but I don't believe in national security, Bravo Sierra, horse manure, everything that you don't want to tell the truth is covered under national security. That's why we become a nation of lies. A nation that believes lies becomes a nation of liars. A nation of liars destroys. Thank you, Eric. Describe and keep that up for me. Here lies the human race who refused to recognize their end when it stared them in the face. You've got the Terminator robot. He's reading the implant on the skull, Mark of the Beast, if you will. And then he's got vaccinations. The genetic, I can't read my own thing because of my eyes, but anyway, the genetic, what is it, restructuring? you know, the genetic destruction of mankind, the substitution of fallen angel DNA. That's why, you know, and I'm sorry to say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm parting company with some of the people that have even been on my platform at the True Legends conferences. Anybody that makes a statement that vaccines are safe to take and that there is no fetal stem cell tissue, and they teach about, you know, obviously genetics and apply it to the Nephilim and Rephaim, they're wrong. They're flat out wrong. Because if they understand the basis of messenger RNA, let's get technical, they understand what stem cells do. They understand if something's got to be kept at 70 degrees Celsius below zero, 90 whatever Fahrenheit, that there's something that has to be stabilized until it meets with the stem cells in the human body, and then bingo. This is an eventual thing. You know, you don't start basically growing wings or, you know, start your teeth grow, but it's destroying the image and likeness of God. Just like the image of behind me, of the lion of the tribe of Judah. Jesus is looking for those who are as righteous, or as, excuse me, righteous through him, but as bold as lions. That portrait of the lion. Look at his eyes. I see those eyes. It reminds me that the eyes of the Lord go throughout the whole earth, looking. God's eyes are upon us all, looking for those whose hearts are perfect towards him. God uses really strange people. Hello, I fit the bill. But what does he do? The scripture says they who have been forgiven much love much. You know, you can gain the world, but what does it do? What good does it do to lose your soul? I thought about David Rockefeller when he died. Sure, he had the most expensive, what, private art collection in the world or one of them. And now he's in hell. Guess what? There are no Monets, Manets, Renoirs. There are none of those paintings in hell. Although many of those painters are probably in hell. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be make fun of it. But Jesus said, what is the profit of man? What is the profit of man? What is the profit of man to gain the world and lose his soul? Because, see, the churches have failed to preach it. Well, Brother Quayle, I believe in Jesus, but I just believe that we've got to be a little more sensitive to spirit. I said, yeah, in your case, you're listening to lying spirits. Yes, in your case, you're listening to demonic spirits. You call an evil spirit an evil spirit, and you know what happens, Doug? Everybody says, so what? You know, and that's where we're at. We are the so what generation. We are the so blessed generation that turned to the so what generation that will turn into basically the vanishing generation. Now, I believe God's going to have his hand on every Christian, every believer, whether he takes them home to be with him or he leaves them here and chooses. That's God's business, not mine. How many of you have honestly prayed, Lord, I'm ready to go home? I'll be honest, I have. How many of you have prayed, God, it just shouldn't be this way? And God's word was to me when I prayed that, it was never meant to be this way, Steve. It was never meant to be this way. I said, God, we're supposed to be victorious. He said, then why do my people surrender to the powers of darkness? Why do my people care more about what the world says than what I say? And I said, well, Lord, I know I can't win arguments with you, but I'm in agreement with you, because those are questions I can't answer. It's obvious. We either don't believe what we say we believe, or we're looking at our own lives. Maybe there's other reasons. And I'm not trying to analyze anything, but here's the deal. The Bible is still faithful and true. God's word is still true. They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I don't want to be the sheep that's going over, you know, looking at the butcher sitting there going, hey, guys, look at this cool guy. He's got these sharp instruments. And the smart sheep says, listen, you dumb sheep. He said, you know what that guy is? It's the butcher. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what a true shepherd does. Not only does he appoint the sheep's direction away from the wolves, but he kills the wolves in order that the sheep might live. And I say this, you're going to watch such a horrific judgment in this life on fake pastors. You're going to be surprised when your pastor, if you're going to a, quote, clergy response team, when that realization comes on him, or her in that case, that she has or he has betrayed their congregations unto death, and that the lies they believe from those who made them sign up on the clergy response team. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Those guys are supposed to be faithful to the one who called them. They're not. God is against the false shepherds of Israel. He's against the false shepherds in the evangelical world. And the craziness is only going to get worse. And Doug, this is why, you know, this is why people need to pray. They need to pray for President Trump. Look, I got called a Republican. What did I get called? First of all, I'm not a Republican. I am a historic realist. I'm on record as saying Donald Trump will be the man that God uses to literally show the sins of the people, including his own, and the people's sins before a holy God. But he's doing that which is right in the sight of the Lord. You can read in the Old Testament, you read the New Testament, that he did right in the sight of the Lord. No one has ever been more pro-Christian, even to calling that I think it was either the Kenyan or the Congolese, murderous Muslims, slaughtering Christians, saying, why are you killing Christians? I think it was, Billy Graham's son, I forgot his name, Franklin Graham, who basically said there's been no one more positive for Christianity, and I would say biblical Christianity, and people who have been trying to basically rake it in at the expense of God's garden with no heart conversion, or better yet, the ones that Satan put in the pulpits. I got news for you. Those guys will be exposed. So, Doug, again, I hope people understand the lateness of the hour is changing now. It is a moment by moment. And look, if you don't believe that, how many times do you go to the internet to check? I do because I'm conditioned because I'm trying to post stories. But I get people saying, oh, no, what's wrong with you? You've normally posted 22 stories by 7:30 in the morning your time. Well, it's because I was up all night watching the war play out that's in motion around the world. And I'm not watching it on 1-800 or truthtv.com. I'm not making fun of there is something like that. No, I'm talking to people. I'm answering emails. I'm praying. I'm saying, God, show me what's real. God, show me how to where I should take your people. It's never been my desire. And because I got to walk with the mantle that I've been given, or to scare anyone. Fear is a spirit. If you've had spirit of fear, I have, then God delivers us from it if we seek him. Perfect love casts out all fear. Most of us don't know what perfect love is. I got to tell you, Doug, if we did, we wouldn't be in the condition we are in as a church, as a people, and as those who were to be the salt of the earth that are now being trodden underfoot by the coming armies. The That's lights right. are going to go out in the city. Go ahead and take it.
No, you know, you're exactly right. And, you know, you said something earlier. A 501c3 nonprofit organization comprised of evangelical Christians called BioLogos. And you, Steve, you've reported on this before, but 3,000 so-called Christian evangelicals saying, we call on all Christians to follow the advice of public health experts and support scientists doing critical biomedical research on COVID-19 and to take the vaccinations, pushing the vaccines, pushing the agenda of the masks, pushing the agenda of the social distancing. And I don't like that term. So you've got this element within the Christian community who are saying, you know what? Don't just do what you're told. And, to me, I'm not surprised. I'm a little bit amazed that, that people are actually following this while you've got, while you've got people, as you've described, being destroyed by the very rules that the elite don't adhere to themselves. So this is just really, you know, and toss in the sin of the infanticide that we've seen in this country. Honestly, I don't know why God has let us go on this long, you know, considering all of that. It's just, you know.
I have an answer, Doug. I have an answer for you. I've asked the same question. And the Lord said that the scriptures might be fulfilled, okay? When he who creates it all defines and declares the end of a thing at the beginning of a thing, he has to have the authority to know how it all ends. And so what God is doing is allowing us to use free will. And, you know, I get in arguments. People don't believe there's free will or anything. But look at all these people, like you just called the BioLogos or whatever the group is. I will tell you this. They will go down in history unless God grants them repentance. And I say this. you're going to watch however many people, let me put it in this term because I don't know the numbers, however many people buy the lie, those are the ones who are going to die. You got somebody telling you to not look to Jesus and God. Oh, he's outdated. And by the way, the BioLogos people and others like them have to sign agreements. And this was told by a pastor that was in the clergy response team briefing. You cannot speak within the name of Jesus. You cannot quote Bible passages. Oh, you see the Bible being vilified? It will become a federal offense at some point to own a Bible. I don't necessarily believe that's immediately, except for the West Coast. Obviously, everything that's godly, righteous, faithful, holy, untainted, pure is hated on the West Coast. The West Coast will have their own unique judgment. Their judgment will be equal to their sin. And brothers and sisters, that will be a sight you do not want to behold. Because when the judgment of Almighty God falls, and yeah, someone said, you're just a Bible thumper. Are you kidding me? The Bible doesn't do any damage. The word of the Lord, the sword of the Lord, which is the word of the Lord, is what gets a con. And Doug, I want to talk about something too right now that I think is important. We are facing a Carrington event, and this goes back to Dana Coverstone's The Lights Are Going Out. And it may not be this thing, but let me define for everybody what a Carrington event is, or the Carrington event. The Carrington event was a powerful geomagnetic storm on September 1st and 2nd, 1859, during solar cycle 10, which is 1855 to 1867, 12 years. The coronal mass ejection of CME hit Earth's magnetosphere and induced the largest geomagnetic storm on record. What is happening, we're getting ready to have a, not a Carrington event necessarily, but a major coronal mass ejection. And the lights going out, the lights could symbolize, and again, Dana Coverstone's, I don't have the understanding of that. But notice this, Doug, like dominoes, they went out, didn't they? One right after the other. Ladies and gentlemen, he who has the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ in him, even to the most infant person who's just been born again, has greater light than all the darkness of the world. I'll take it even more than that. He's got greater light than the infinite darkness of space. And even God didn't leave the infinite darkness of space just a black hole. He dotted it with some of the most glorious novas, some of the most glorious galaxies, some of the most glorious gaseous nebulas. This stuff is so beautiful that even like the one behind me, if people could see it, that's the Ring Nebula. That's the Eye of God. It's not the Eye of God like the Eye of Ra or the pyramid. It's literally the most, I would say this, unusual one of the galaxies that has been found by, interestingly enough, you had to get a telescope in space to be able to see all this cool stuff. And it's just like this. God doesn't want to leave you in your place. He wants you to take a different place through his word and lead you into all truth and all knowing. And Doug, you know, again, I want to thank you, brother. I want to thank everybody, and I mean this. I have purpose in my heart to be a grateful man. That's why I'm going to take a glass of water, say thank you, Jesus, for fresh water. When I sit in the shower, my only retreat, and the water, I'm just thinking of, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the refreshing of fresh water. Go to your fridge. You've got a choice. A day will come, you'll go to the fridge, and nothing will be there. But you may be out in the field, and God says, man, and he said, Steve, try this. It beats a peanut butter and banana sandwich. That's kind of a private joke. When I first got married, Doug, I ate peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
I still do.
I love them. Well, and I can't get away with it unless it's gluten-free bread. But anyway, the idea is simply this. Take nothing for granted. You know, if you're upset, and boy, do I know what it's like to be that, just start thanking. Reverse it. You know, God, I'm mad, furious at what's going on, but I want to thank you, God. I didn't have a flat tire. I didn't have a head-on. By the way, I came within 1 second of being hit on a head-on collision doing 45 miles an hour last week. The guy was in my lane. He didn't see me. Now, I have a big old badass truck with enough horsepower to basically, you know, jump into the next guy's field. and that's what I would have had to go. But I couldn't even have reacted that fast. And I was like, at the last second, I moved and he moved. Do I believe I'm making that up? No. Or I would probably, he would be dead. I have a super bumper on my truck, and I'm just saying this, but I don't know the damage that would have been done, yet God's tender mercy. So ladies and gentlemen, just start thinking, make the things you're grateful for greater than the things that bother you. And trust me, being on a 400 to 500 to 600 email a day roster, there's a lot of things that can trouble you. But the thing that I want to share is thank you all for praying for Doug's safety, Doug's protection, Doug's health, Doug's family's protection, my health, my safety, family, all that stuff. Because we're here because of you. And think of it this way. Even those who watch this to mock, scoff, scorn, do whatever they're doing, they'll never, ever be able to say when they stand before the Lord Jesus Christ as unbelievers. And they say, I never had a chance. God will replay my words, Doug. We're no one special. Anybody who's ever taught somebody about the Lord or spoken to him. People in hell who Jesus stops when he takes people to show them the reason a person's in hell. The people in hell say, but Lord, and Jesus say, remember, daughter, the last time I sent the man to you and he pleaded with you to accept me as Lord and Savior, but you thought you had more time. And then death took you, my daughter, and you had no more time. And then he says something interesting. He made the statement that, for it has been written by my Father, and it cannot change. And that's pretty heavy, Doug, because a lot of people are going to go in hell saying, Lord, didn't we do this? We showed those people on the internet that Quayle and Hodges and Hagman and Russ Dizdar and all you guys are just a bunch of fakes, blah, 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 blah. So what did they ever do for anybody or anything? See, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry about judging. Just look if there's fruit. If there's joy, peace, love, are we taking care of the widows? Yes. Are people coming to know Jesus? Yes. Are you better off knowing what you know and you believe God has given you answers to questions that no one else could answer? You don't need a pastor or preacher in the pulpit to tell you, well, sister, I'll just use a statement, Jones, there's some things that are just too deep and heavy for us to understand. Nope, God said, call unto me. I'll show you great mighty things you know not of. It's the fact that men or women who do not know God are influencing people who want to know God. There is the most destructive equation in the world.
Ponder that.
So, Doug, how long do we have? Because I don't want to run out of...
No, we've got actually about 10 minutes. 11
okay,
minutes.
Good. So the thing is that as we're now at this crisis point, I mean, listen, we have family crisis, we have financial crisis, and I want to ask people this. Do you understand that the plan is to put 20, 30 million people on the streets? Do you understand the plan of the communist takeover is total revolution? So the more people who were Americans or who are Americans, who are forced to do whatever to stay alive, to feed their families. Do you understand this is all by design? Meaning that meanwhile, we watch those billionaire banker bastards, who have so plundered this planet, they want to head to the next planet. And I want to share something too, Doug. If you don't mind, I'm going to segue.
Go ahead.
Watch the events taking place concerning Mars. Watch the events concerning the heavens, the asteroid. And Tom Horn wrote a great book on Apophis and Wormwood. But guess what? In the history of the world, and especially the astronomical world, as cataloged and categorized, even in the new pyramid constellations they found in a whole new undiscovered group of constellations. If they used to exist and they don't exist now, what happened? Astral catastrophism. Watch Mars. Watch Venus. I'm talking about what's being said about them. Because people just don't understand. Watch, there's more people out there telling you Mars is inhabited with even our earlier space program than me. There's other people out there, and those are all crackpots. No. When you're talking to somebody who's actually been on a ship or been to Mars and they're exemplary, they don't have any hidden memories placed in them. You'll know it. But see, in essence, the off planet is designed to give them the ultimate bailout. They even believe they can escape God because they know God is bringing Armageddon to the world. The battle that they know Jesus is coming back, but they think, oh, hey, he's going to come back with Earth. So we'll just split and get off this planet. But guess what? A single chapter in the book of Obadiah, the Old Testament prophet, just one chapter said, though you set your nest amongst the stars, yet will I bring thee down. I've had people say, well, that just is talking about the Moabites and all this stuff. And I said, don't you get it? If it's one chapter and that single statement, there's nothing building up to it except mentioning, you know, some, and actually they're mentioning things, but though you set your nest amongst the stars, who was the first to set his nest amongst the stars? Lucifer, who became Satan when God kicked him out of the heavens, who will come to earth when God says, woe unto you in the heavens of the earth, or you're the devil, you know, knowing his time is short, has come down having great wrath. So here's where we're at. You can't get away from the events that are coming your way that are upon us now that are only going to worsen. Where do 20 million people go that are dispossessed? Do they go into the FEMA camps? Do they go into, and if these people who run them hate life, what makes you think if you have to leave with your wife, June, and again, if there's anybody out there named June, I'm making this stuff up. I did that once, Doug, on a talk radio program, and he said, how do you know that's my wife? And I just made it up. I just absolutely made it up. I said, sir, I don't know your wife. I don't know you. And please, if the shoe fits, man, you need to get some corrective orthopedics for your feet. And so the thing is that we're going to see revelation so jarring from what we thought is norm. And again, like, let me get back on the FEMA camps or whatever. The Chinese, when they take over, and God stops them, just so you know, God stops them at a certain point. I don't know what that point is, but I know they don't get past the High Sierras on the eastern side of the High Sierras because of the magma flowing, lava melting all their land groups. The amount of gas and ash and silica in the upper atmosphere, no plane can get through that. The electrical storms that are generated, if any of you have ever seen volcanic electricity, imagine that 1,000 times worse. It'd be like the worst force field of your life if you're a Chinese pilot trying to get into, you know, across the mountains to bomb people. God will protect his people, but we all need to acquire that knowledge and claim it. We need to claim, Lord, as I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, I don't have to fear the terror that comes by night, nor the plague by day. We've been plagued, you know, obviously pun intended, by such false manipulative headlines that there is no truth. And anybody that listens to the mainstream media, I'm telling you what, just imagine this. You're in a dome and there's nothing but lies. You get out of the dome, you'll see the truth. You stay in the dome, you'll have all the lies you want. But unfortunately, if you believe the lies, you end up being the ones who die.
Kind of like the Truman Show, if I have that right. In a sense, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right there, and I think the thing that's important. See, again, I want to share something. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about being accurate historically, but more important, eternally. It's not about winning an argument. It's about winning a soul to Jesus. It's not about, you know, mine's bigger than yours, but, you know, I mean, and I'm talking about the egos, you know, that some guys always want to, you know, they say, well, I got a bigger program you do, Quayle. I said, good for you. I said, but guess what? I get the people that God wants me to speak into their lives. See, again, ladies and gentlemen, numbers are deceiving because Gideon had to take on the whole, you know, the whole armies that were coming against him with 300 guys. So I don't want somebody, Doug, seriously, I don't want somebody going, well, I just don't know, Brother Hagman. I just don't know. You know, I just don't know. I said, wrong, you're out. That doesn't mean they're out of eternal life. That's God's issue, okay? I want to stand with you, brother. I get emails galore. I really believe God has called me to do something. And I believe you're the one to show me what it is. Wrong? If I were the one to show you what it is, I could control and manipulate you. The only people I'll respond to is saying, will you pray for me? I believe God wants me to do this. If the Lord says, pray for him, I'll pray for him. But I can't make way for anybody because, ladies and gentlemen, it's too late for that. People have plans. Well, I want to set up a survival community. I'm not mocking anybody, okay? The time to have done that was 10 years ago. The time to have done that was 5 years ago. There's nothing available. And, you know, Doug, this is the hardest point. I'm still seeing people. People send me stupid statements on social media. And, well, you know, it's just a temporary thing. Well, when you're down to your last pair of shoes being boiled, or the tea or the tan in the leather, I'm not talking about synthetic shoes, remind yourself of that. Because if people say it can only get better, don't understand the reality of today. Jesus' words said it's going to get worse, but as it gets worse for the world, it gets better for you, my people.
Amen.
God's people will be hated because the hand of Almighty God will be on them. Those who surrender, those who are saying, God, I'm not going to do it. And look, you know, anything can happen any time, you know. And I've been telling people on my podcast, they look around all the stuff I've collected. You know, I used to be a collector. Long story short, I was going to open a store in Bozeman about a decade ago with really cool stuff. Suits of armor, swords, you know, space paraphernalia. Trust me, you couldn't even imagine how eclectic it was going to be. And I started thinking, so what, you know? I go to all my kids. I have five of them. Five. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just making sure. And the deal is that I say, tell me what you want. And they said, well, why? You're not going to die, are you? I said, of course I'm going to die. But that's not what this is about. Tell me what you want. And I would tell all of you people that have children, you've got an estate, make sure you ask them ahead of time what they want. Put it in your whatever it is, the addendum to either a will or a trust, that, and have them sign it. Because I've seen, Doug, people come to blows, brothers and sisters, over one crummy 1886 or 7 silver dollar that wasn't worth more than $50, and the estate was worth a couple hundred thousand to be divided between two sisters. They fight like, not two sisters. A $50 trinket, it wasn't a rare coin, just an old circulation, would split up a family because mom promised me. No, mom promised to me. Can I say this? It's the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to fight over anyone else's calling or ministry or what you think you see, because God is so unique that in the 139th Psalm, this is for somebody, the 139th Psalm says, more numerous than the sand of the sea are my thoughts towards you. Other places in scripture says, my thoughts towards my people are thoughts of good, not evil. And only when God's people turn their back on him and do that which is evil in his sight, and he tries to judge them incrementally to get them to turn back to him, and finally, he won't break anybody's free will. Because he created it. Same thing, ladies and gentlemen, on the vaccine. Please, you're being sold a bill of horse manure. The science, notice this. If it were true, they wouldn't have to cover up all independent studies, all responses from doctors. They wouldn't have to cover up any of this stuff. And yet they're covering it all up. That's got to tell you something. And by the way, Facebook, one of the good stories that I have to share, good stories is this, that people in the know are telling me that the days of Facebook, Google, and Twitter are doomed because the bottom line is an Instagram. Here, I'll read it. And I never thought of this, Doug, because those are our nemesis or nemesi, you know.
All right. We got about 45 seconds, Steve.
Okay. I can do it then. Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp are breaking down globally. Do not weep, but the core of all those services became shared to try and make more profit. But now the single core, which has no redundancy built in, hence Facebook will begin to implode due to their own greed. He taketh the wicked in their own devices. Doug Hagman, God bless you. Brothers and sisters, thank you for your faithfulness. And remember this, touch somebody's life for Jesus, and you'll see him in eternity, and you'll enjoy the time you are able to make an impact in their lives.
Amen. Thank you, my friend. Thank you so very, very much. Qfiles.tv. Sign up. SteveQuayle.com. God bless you. Good night.